guys. Hey, hey, what's up? How you doing? How is everything over there? Please, what's your name? May I know you? Fine boy. Hey, excuse me. Oh my god, please don't mind me, don't mind me. Hello guys, welcome. I am Gracie and this is Grow and Glow Podcast. As young people, we are growing. As young people, we are learning new things every day. As young people, we make mistakes. It's fine. But as young people, there are some things we do that we should not continue doing. Like, this is the time to stop it. This is the time to end it. This is the time to outgrow it. So we have bad habits. Everybody has bad habits. When the most beautiful girl you've ever seen in this life has a bad habit. Yeah, we all have bad habits. But now what happens when we notice those bad habits? What do? I hope you're not part of people that will say, that is the way I was born. I mean, that is how I am. No, that is not how you are at all. So we have bad habits and we need to learn how to stop those bad habits. We need to stop them. We need to unlearn them. We need to cancel them out of our life. We need to bind and cast them out of our life with prayers. So yeah, there are some bad habits we pick up without even knowing. There are some bad habits we do. We don't even know they are bad habits. Like, there are some habits we do, but we don't really even know they are bad habits. So, okay, let's see. When you neglect your health, when you don't take care of yourself, when you don't eat well, when you have malaria but you don't treat yourself because you say it will go, you just be taking paracetamol, or when you stress yourself too much, it turns to a bad habit. You might not know, but this is it. How? Every time it happens, you will just do the same thing over and over again. You will just neglect your health. Like, you know you're tired. You know you're getting weak. You know you need to take medications. You know you need to check yourself. You need to go for checkup. But because you know if you take paracetamol to calm your body down, you will go and take paracetamol. So every time you have this feeling, this body this, body that, body pain. But every time you see all these signs, you just take paracetamol because it will just help you calm down instead of to properly treat yourself. It can be a bad habit. You have the bad habit of neglecting yourself, just managing yourself instead of to really check on your health. So please guys, you need to stop this. Stop neglecting your health. Check up on yourself. When you feel down, okay, you might not really want to go to the hospital. There's pharmacy. There's so many things to do than for you to just forget it. So, I don't have time to do this. Oh, if I take malaria drugs now, it will wear me down. Or if, no, don't do that. Stop it. Stop it now. A bad habit people have, a bad habit we young people have. Not all, but most young people have without knowing, is spending inappropriately. Just spending too much. You might not really know. You might say, oh, I need this, I need that. I learned something about money. About money, yeah. About spending money. Most times, when I get things, that was like 2 years ago, I get things I don't need at all. Like, when I want to buy something, I go and just buy it. And I will never, especially clothes, and I will never wear it. The clothes will just be looking at me. I'll be looking at it. Or I wear it once. And that's the end. And that was like a habit whereby I would get something, I will not really use it. So that was what was happening for me. And I realized I will spend money there, then nothing will happen with it. There's no investment anywhere. There's no, not like investment does not mean much multiplier. Like investment, like in my beauty, you know? No investment in the beauty because I'm not even wearing to showcase any beauty again. So why was I spending such money on clothes and everything? I learned how to close my eyes to buying things I might not really need. If I want to buy it, oh, it looks nice. It looks like something I will need it for this and that. I will not think, okay, after this, will I wear it again? After this, will I need it again? So when we want to spend money, when we want to do things, we should check. Make sure we check through. Don't just spend because you have the money, sir. It's good to have money, but also check, do you need this? Is this necessary? People need the money too. If you don't know how to spend your money, be doing giveaway. In fact, make sure you're on my contact list. So I'll be participating with the giveaway. Be doing giveaway and be giving it away. Eh? Stop wasting money. Spend appropriately. Okay, another thing we should stop, a bad habit. A lot of people have this bad habit of comparing themselves to others. Oh Lord. You need to see the way some people do it. Okay. I don't know how to explain it. Let me not even start with stories, but you understand what I'm trying to say. Comparing yourselves to others. You might see it as a normal thing. You're just checking this person and you're checking yourself. Stop it. It affects you. How? When you look at this person and say, okay, this person can sing. And you look at yourself, you can sing, but you are not as good as this person. Don't you know when you start thinking that you're not as good as this person, it starts to enter your head. I'd be like, oh, she sings better than me. Whereby you sing as good as her in your own way. That's why I will keep saying everybody's not the same. Everybody's different. Everybody has their style. You should find yours and shine in that style. So stop comparing yourself to others. This person has money, you don't have money. So your money will still come. One thing again, young people, we forget a lot is there's time for everything. The Bible too has once said it. There's time for everything. If this person has money now, it is his time. He will still have money, but you don't have money now. Continue working. You will get yours. So stop comparing yourself to others. It's not nice at all. At all. It's a bad habit. You might not know, but it is. It's a bad habit. Okay. Another very, very, very bad habit we have. I'm going to put myself inside here. It's procrastinating. Guys, procrastination is a disease. If you don't stop it on time, it takes over you. You say, okay. Can I do this tomorrow? Oh yeah, I think I'll have time tomorrow. But you have time today, but you just want to touch phone. Then you say, I'll do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow will come, you have something more important to do, and you forget that one. Stop procrastinating. Anything you have to do it, if you can, if you have time, do it now. Do it that moment. Don't wait till tomorrow. It's as you wait till tomorrow that you will not change your mind and change this. Like what I'm learning right now about procrastination is, If you continue thinking a lot about what to do, how to do it, and do this, do that, without doing it immediately, we will procrastinate. So what I do nowadays is that I don't think too much about that task. I just go for it. This episode is part of the Glow Up Challenge. And the Glow Up Challenge is to help you prepare for year 2022. So that's what I'm telling you all these things. But when I say prepare for year 2022, I think I kind of dragged 2022. I said prepare for the year 2022. I'm not saying you must wait till 2022 to do all these things. You start now. As you're listening to me, start planning, start thinking how you will do this. Start preparing yourself. Start working on yourself right now. Procrastination is a disease. Don't let it take over you. Okay. Another bad habit you need to stop before 2022 is being scared to try new things. It's always scary, yes, to try new things. But should I tell you something? This is the time to try new things. This is the time to explore. Now, we have a merch that what is written on it is exploring my 20s. This is the time to explore your 20s. And yes, it's for sale. The link is in my bio. This is the time to explore. This is the time to try new things. See, it can be a hobby. It can be something, a new style, like you dressing in a new style. It can be a new hairstyle you've never done before. Like, guys, let's see, you can cut your hair. Is this skin, they call it, like where there's no hair on your head, molo skin. I don't know what they call it. You can do it. It's a new thing and you might look good with it. Like, you know, I saw this episode with fine boy, you look good. So try new things. Stop being scared of trying new things. Yeah, it's scary sometimes to try new things, but we need to teach ourselves that it's still okay to make mistakes. Because I feel why people get scared of trying new things is because they don't want to make mistakes. They don't want to go and try this thing, something bad will happen. They don't want that. But it's still fine. Try new things. Go out. Go somewhere you've never gone before. Do something you've never done before. I think me, I'm yet to do this. I've been kind of, how do I put it now? Restricted based on my environment in trying new things and everything like that. So try new things. Like me now, I'm thinking of trying something new. And okay, should I tell you guys here? You get to find out. It's still related to the podcast, but I'm thinking of trying something new. So try something new. Stop being scared. So stop this bad habit in 2022, but you can start stopping them now. Stop neglecting your health. Stop spending appropriately. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop procrastinating and stop being scared of trying new things. So guys, don't forget to share, subscribe, and I'll see you in a new episode tomorrow. And guys, have I told you that I really, really do appreciate you guys sharing the episodes? Thank you so much. And to you listening, yeah, you. Exactly, you. You've been awesome. You're always clicking on that link and coming to listen to me speak concerning different topics. Thank you so much. You don't know how much it means to me. I'm glad that you're getting the message, and I'm glad you're also sharing it to others. God bless you. All right, so bye bye.